Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, March 4th, 2025, and we have a great mix of local and regional headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Peru's historic export growth expands its global reach. Peru's exports in 2024 increased by 15.6%, totaling US$74.7 billion. China led as the top destination market with USD 25 billion in exports, followed by the United States and the European Union. Non-traditional exports grew by 11.3%, reaching USD 20.6 billion, with the United States as the top destination. Peru's trade benefited greatly from 22 free trade agreements, accounting for 87% of total exports. Agribusiness, metallurgy, and metalworking were standout sectors, with agribusiness leading at US $11.6 billion in exports. PromPeru will continue to promote market diversification and high value-added products to ensure sustainable growth and benefit more regions and sectors.
City of Cheney and Comcast partner to bring high-speed, reliable internet to Cheney. The City of Cheney has partnered with Comcast to bring high-speed, reliable internet services to 2,800 homes and businesses in the city. Comcast will build a 100% fiber optic network to provide internet, mobile, entertainment, and security services. Cheney City Administrator Mark Schuller expressed excitement about this partnership. Comcast Senior Vice President Rodrigo Lopez highlighted the importance of fast and reliable internet for growing communities. Once construction begins, Comcast will offer an online resource for project information. Residents can expect multi-gigabit internet speeds, powerful Wi-Fi, and responsive connections with low lag. For businesses, Comcast Business provides connectivity, communications, networking, cybersecurity, and managed solutions. Comcast has also established Lift Zones in Spokane County to provide free internet and educational content. Cheney, located 17 miles southwest of Spokane, is a full-service city with a population of 13,160 and home to Eastern Washington University. Comcast Corporation is a global media and technology company delivering broadband, wireless, video, entertainment, and theme park experiences. Casanova Cuts LLC, now accepting new clients at Salon and Spa Galleria Mall Circle in Fort Worth, Texas. Licensed beautician Selena Casanova Bajaro has opened Casanova Cuts LLC at the Salon and Spa Galleria Mall Circle in Fort Worth, Texas. With over 8 years of experience, Bajaro offers a wide range of services for men, women, and children, including cuts, perms, color, and more. To make clients feel at home, she takes the time to understand their preferences and hair goals. Casanova Cuts LLC is conveniently located near major businesses and roadways, making it easily accessible. To schedule an appointment, visit the booking site or contact Bajaro directly. For more information about Salon and Spa Galleria, visit their website.
Walk Up, Melodia, Kelly, and Schoenberger, advocates for victims of the Eaton Fire in Los Angeles County. Walk Up, Melodia, Kelly, and Schoenberger, a top-tier California personal injury law firm, is investigating the Eaton Apartments fire in Los Angeles County. They are looking into potential safety violations and negligence by property owners, landlords, or third parties. Tenants affected by the fire may be entitled to compensation for property loss, relocation expenses, emotional distress, and personal injury claims. The firm is dedicated to holding responsible parties accountable and ensuring justice is served. With over six decades of legal excellence, Walk Up, Melodia, Kelly, and Schoenberger has a strong track record of securing settlements for victims of fires and personal injury cases in California. Victims are urged to seek legal counsel to explore their rights and potential claims.
Roto-Rooter Yuma responds to increased plumbing issues with advanced solution. Roto-Rooter Plumbing Yuma is expanding its services to meet the growing demand for plumbing solutions in Yuma, United States. With a focus on reliability and expertise, the company offers comprehensive services including drain cleaning, leak repair, water heater replacement, and sewer line services. As Yuma's population grows and infrastructure ages, plumbing issues have become more common. Roto-Rooter Plumbing Yuma continues to enhance its service offerings, using advanced technology like hydrojetting and video inspections to provide efficient solutions. For emergency plumbing assistance, Roto-Rooter Plumbing Yuma offers 24/7 service to address critical problems quickly and effectively. Schedule a professional inspection today to prevent unexpected plumbing issues and safeguard against costly repairs. BKTV investigates unanswered questions surrounding misconduct, mischief, and murder in North Dakota. BKTV is launching a special series titled Dunseith Declassified, hosted by Lori Hinz, to investigate allegations and incidents surrounding shady businesses and individuals in Dunseith, North Dakota. The series will explore connections to an alleged assassination, unexplained deaths, stalking, military secrets, nuclear security, and questionable business practices. The debut episode airs on March 5th, 2025, at 5 p.m. CT on BEKTV, with new episodes every Wednesday. Viewers can watch on BEKTV channels or the BEKTV Plus app. The series aims to shed light on potential misconduct and its implications for the community, including key figures, government officials, and troubling events. Viewers with information can contact the BETV team at 701-712-0099 or tips@becknews.com. Joy Law Firm expands presence in Charleston with new West Ashley office. Joy Law Firm has expanded its presence in Charleston with a new office in West Ashley. Located at 1565 Sam Rittenberg Bell VV, Suite 200, this office is staffed by seasoned attorneys Rand Stoney, Milt Stratos, and Robert Howell. Managing partner Ken Harrell expressed the firm's commitment to serving the community. The expansion addresses the growing demand for legal services in the Charleston region. The West Ashley office aims to provide the same high level of legal service and care that Joy Law Firm is known for. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit their website or call 888-324-3100. Dr. Mike Katz, tapped as Delaware State Chair for U.S. Term Limits. Dr. Mike Katz has been named the Delaware State Chair for U.S. Term Limits. With experience in both private and public service, including serving in the Delaware State Senate and running for the U.S. Senate in 2024, Dr. Katz understands the importance of congressional term limits. Polls show that 81% of Delaware residents support term limits, highlighting the bipartisan appeal of this issue. Dr. Katz believes that term limits will increase accountability, diversity, and efficiency in government. Under his leadership, U.S. Term Limits aims to pass a resolution in Delaware calling for congressional term limits. Core 6 Marketing launches cutting-edge website design services for contractors in Monterey County. Core 6 Marketing, a premier digital marketing agency, has launched cutting-edge website design services tailored specifically for contractors in Monterey County. These services aim to help local construction professionals establish a strong online presence, attract high-quality leads, and grow their businesses with expertly crafted, high-converting websites. The new offering includes custom, mobile-responsive designs, SEO-optimized content, lead generation features, fast, secure hosting, ongoing support, local SEO, social media marketing, and pay-per-click advertising. With over 80% of consumers researching companies online before hiring services, Core 6 Marketing's goal is to provide contractors with high-performance websites that generate real business opportunities. Contractors looking to enhance their online presence can learn more at core6.marketing or by contacting the team directly at info@core6.marketing or 831-789-9320. UGI requests a natural gas base rate increase. UGI Utilities, Inc., Gas Division has filed a request with the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission to increase base rates for residential, commercial, and industrial customers by $110.4 million annually. If approved, residential heating customers could see a 10.8% increase, while commercial and industrial customers could see increases of 8.6% and 7.5%, respectively. The requested increase would cover ongoing costs for system improvements and operations to maintain safe and reliable natural gas service. The company's filing includes over $786 million in investments for system improvements not reflected in current rates, including the replacement of non-contemporary pipelines. The proposed rate increase would only impact the delivery charge portion of a customer's bill, with the new rates potentially taking effect in October 2025 after a 9-month PUC proceeding. Customers can find more information on UGI's website or by calling 1-800-276-2722. NAFA announces opening of Media Day applications for 2025 Institute and Expo. NAFA Fleet Management Association has announced the opening of Media Day applications for the 2025 Institute and Expo. The event will take place on April 28, 2025 in Long Beach, CA, featuring back-to-back announcements from exhibitors. Exhibitors can apply through the 2025 Media Day application form by March 12, 2025. Media registration is complimentary for credentialed journalists. The conference will bring together fleet professionals from various sectors and offer educational sessions, networking opportunities, and access to the industry's largest exhibit hall. Sponsorship opportunities are available, with current sponsors including Fleetio, Holman, Logiv, Ram, Reindeer Logistics, Samsara, U.S. Bank Voyager, and Wheels. For more information, visit NAFA's website. NAFA announces opening of Media Day applications for 2025 Institute and Expo. NAFA Fleet Management Association has announced the opening of Media Day applications for the 2025 Institute and Expo. The event will take place on April 28, 2025 in Long Beach, CA, featuring back-to-back announcements from exhibitors. Each company will have a 10-minute slot to present their breaking news to the press. Exhibitors can apply through the 2025 Media Day application form by March 12, 2025. Media registration is complimentary for journalists. The 3-day event will include over 40 educational sessions, networking opportunities, and access to the industry's largest exhibit hall. Current sponsors include Fleetio, Holman, Legend, Motive, Ram, Reindeer Logistics, Samsara, U.S. Bank Voyager, and Wheels. For more information, visit NAFA's website.
Veritas Global Protection announces new approach to communication in warranty claims. Veritas Global Protection, a leader in the vehicle protection industry, emphasizes clear and transparent communication in warranty claims to ensure customer satisfaction. Unlike traditional car warranty companies, Veritas offers customizable protection plans tailored to diverse consumer needs. By maintaining open communication between customers, service providers, and their claims team, they simplify the process and empower customers to make informed decisions. Through proactive customer education and strategic locations in Dayton, Ohio, Phoenix, Arizona, and beyond, Veritas provides a flexible alternative to dealership warranties. Their commitment to transparency and accessibility sets them apart as an innovator in the industry, redefining how vehicle protection claims are managed. James Chang was Berkeley Councilmember Ben Bartlett's 2024 election secret weapon. James Chang, Chief of Staff for City of Berkeley. City Councilmember Ben Bartlett played a crucial role in Councilmember Bartlett's re-election campaign, helping secure almost 70% of the vote. With over 10 years of experience in public service, Chang leads the daily operations and long-term vision of the Councilmember's office, focusing on housing and public safety issues. He spearheaded successful projects that improve the quality of life for Berkeley residents, including a 3-year housing funding strategy to reduce homelessness and securing $27 million in infrastructure funding through collaborative legislation. Chang's dedication to serving constituents and delivering results has made him a proven progressive leader in Berkeley. BEKTV brings back legislature today with the start of the 69th ND legislative session.
BEKTV announces the return of legislature today as the 69th North Dakota legislative session begins. Hosted by Gary Emeneth, the program will offer exclusive coverage of daily events in the state legislature as part of the Open Range show, airing weekdays at 9 p.m. CT. Viewers can watch on BEKTV channels statewide or through the BEKTV Plus app for free. Emeneth, a former NDGO state chairman, will provide in-depth analysis of session topics, bill drafts, voting results, and policy decisions. The program aims to educate viewers on the legislative process and issues affecting their lives, featuring lawmakers, experts, and staff. Catch Legislature Today on BEKTV via satellite, DirecTV, and cable providers, or stream live and on demand. BEKTV is known for its locally owned, unscripted programming and has been recognized as the best local TV station by the Bismarck Tribune multiple times.
Vancouver document scanning business welcomes 50-year milestone. Microcom Systems, a Burnaby-based document scanning business, is celebrating a significant milestone of 50 years in operation. Since starting in 1975, the company has evolved with technology, offering services such as document and microfilm scanning, data capture, and more. With a team of over 30 professionals, Microcom Systems processes hundreds of thousands of paper documents monthly, specializing in converting legal and medical records to digital files. Their commitment to quality work, timely turnaround, and great value has made them a go-to for businesses in British Columbia seeking document scanning and digitization services. Here's to 50 more years of success for Microcom Systems.
Tips for building chain link fences over rough terrain. When installing chain link fences in Vancouver, the team at QS Fencing recommends a thorough assessment of rocky or uneven terrain before proceeding. Specialized equipment may be needed, such as rock drills, to create stable post settings. Despite challenges, chain link fences offer durability, flexibility, and cost effectiveness on rough terrain. Regular maintenance is key to ensuring longevity. QS Fencing is equipped to handle any terrain, providing expert installation services in Vancouver. Contact QS Fencing today for robust fencing solutions designed for challenging landscapes.
Code Read partners with West Coast Customs to launch custom bookmobile for underserved youth in Los Angeles. Code Read, a nonprofit dedicated to promoting literacy, has partnered with West Coast Customs to launch a custom bookmobile in Los Angeles. This unique collaboration aims to bring free books directly to low-income communities. The Code Read Book Mobile, designed by West Coast Customs, will serve as a mobile free bookstore for children of all ages, hosting reading events and activities to engage young readers. This initiative will help break down barriers to literacy and spark a love of reading in underserved communities. For more information on the Code Read Bookmobile and upcoming events, visit coderead.org.
The Mission Driven Bank Fund announces new investment aimed at closing the racial wealth gap. The Mission Driven Bank Fund announced an investment in FNBC Bancorp Inc., a CDFI bank focused on expanding financial services in underserved communities in Arkansas and Missouri. The investment will support FNBC's efforts to grow their First Chance mortgage program and small dollar loan program, aiming to increase credit access in underserved populations. FNBC plans to use the capital to expand its reach in north-central Arkansas and southern Missouri. This investment marks the seventh fund deployment in 2024, with plans to raise additional capital through May 2025. The Mission Driven Bank Fund aims to drive growth and financial resiliency in mission-driven banks, ultimately closing the racial wealth gap.
First master-planned community is Corpus Christi secures home builders. Whitecap NPI, the first master-planned community in Corpus Christi, has selected Azali Homes and Newcastle Homes as its showcase of homes builders. These custom-designed homes will enhance the coastal living experience with features like rooftop terraces, elevators, and pools. Newcastle Homes will offer three-story floor plans, while Azali Homes will provide two- and three-story options. Upon completion, Whitecap NPI will feature over 600 residential options, including single-family homes, villas, and condos, connected by bridges and pathways. The development will also include a 30-acre nature preserve to restore the natural habitat, Home sites are currently available for sale with the support of Strategist LLC. For more information, visit whitecaplivingnpi.com.
Supreme Garage Door TX revolutionizes garage door services in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Supreme Garage Door TX is transforming garage door services in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, offering expert installations, repairs, emergency services, maintenance, and smart technology integration. With a focus on quality and reliability, the company provides tailored solutions for residential and commercial clients, ensuring safety, convenience, and efficiency. Headquartered in Carrollton TX, Supreme Garage Door TX serves the entire DFW Metroplex, delivering top-notch services to enhance the aesthetics and functionality of properties. For a functional and secure garage door, trust Supreme Garage Door TX to exceed your expectations.
Front Signs unveils new large-scale project for the Lancaster Auto Mall. Front Signs has completed the installation of 12 eye-catching displays for the Lancaster Auto Mall, towering over the 14 freeway. These displays feature iconic automotive brands like Ford, Toyota, and Jeep, creating round-the-clock visibility with energy-efficient LED lights. The project not only enhances the Auto Mall's innovative image, but also improves wayfinding for customers. By attracting attention and increasing activity, the signage project stimulates the local economy, positioning Lancaster as a thriving hub for future investment. This initiative showcases how innovative infrastructure can benefit both commercial and civic interests, driving sustained economic growth and enhancing the community's reputation. Mission Injury Law, a new personal injury law firm, puts San Antonio, Texas community first. Mission Injury Law is stepping up to ensure San Antonio's roads are safer during the festive season by offering free Uber rides through its Sober Ride program. Founder and lead attorney Will Clark stated, "Drunk driving is a devastating issue in Texas. And as advocates for victims of traffic accidents, we wanted to do something proactive to help our community this holiday season." The program provides complimentary Uber rides during high-risk events like the Trans-Siberian Orchestra concert on December 27th and the Valero Alamo Bowl on December 28th. By offering free rides, Mission Injury Law aims to reduce the risks of alcohol-related accidents and raise awareness about the importance of sober driving. Stay safe this holiday season by planning ahead, taking advantage of free rides, and being a responsible host. Follow Mission Injury Law on social media for updates and event information. Professional tree services now available in Sandy Springs, GA. Treework, a professional tree service company, is now offering their expert services in Sandy Springs, GA. With a focus on quality, safety, and customer satisfaction, Treework provides a full range of tree care services, including pruning, stump grinding, and emergency storm damage cleanup. Their experienced team is equipped to handle large-scale projects for contractors, property maintenance companies, and real estate investors throughout Georgia. Known for their prompt, efficient, and cost-effective solutions, Treework is a trusted resource in the area. Property owners in Sandy Springs can contact Treework for a free quote and consultation to experience the difference a professional tree service team can make. Treework, the trusted tree service experts in Cartersville, GA. Treework, the trusted tree service experts in Cartersville, Georgia, are your go-to partner for all tree-related needs. With a focus on safety and efficiency, Treework offers a wide array of services, from essential tree removal to large-scale land clearing projects. Specializing in large tree removal, their experienced team utilizes advanced equipment to handle even the most challenging projects with ease. Whether you're a homeowner, property manager, or contractor, Treework's tailored solutions ensure exceptional results. With a commitment to customer service and a track record of success, Treework has become the preferred choice in Cartersville and surrounding areas. Contact Treework today for a free quote and discover why clients keep coming back for their professional and reliable tree care services.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.